Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting second. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting third. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Ferraro. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lonborg. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Lonborg. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Theobald tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Kaline moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is walked intentionally. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown, who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Kaline scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Sims reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Jim Lonborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lonborg takes first base on ball 4. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Theobald hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Brock Davis now playing left field. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Northrup scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor pinch hits for Dick McAuliffe. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. Brinkman scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Sims moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Rodriguez for a passed ball. Sims moves to third. Cash moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Brown chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Ferraro fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ferraro. Sims scores. Cash scores. Horton goes all the way around to score. Northrup moves to third. It's 11-1, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brinkman is hit by the pitch. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferraro moves to second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Ferraro moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ferraro scores. It's 11-2, Tigers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley scores. It's 12-2, Tigers. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-3, Tigers. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ferraro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Tigers. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Joe Askew now catching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Ike Brown now playing left field. Frank Howard now playing first base. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Chris Zacharick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach strikes out. One out. Chuck Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ferraro hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marvin Lane pinch runs for Jim Northrup. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ferraro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Marvin Lane now playing right field. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dave May pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor fields the ball and throws to second. Brinkman drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Brinkman. Davis scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 12-5, Tigers. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Theobald strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.